USA Radio News.
Senator Ben Ray Lujan is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following a stroke, but he will be out at least 4 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to sidestep questions Wednesday about how the 49-year-old Democrat's absence is impacting President Joe Biden's agenda.
We spend most of our time engaging in good faith about the president's agenda and not making those calculations.
Several senators said they heard through a tweet or chatter in the Capitol hallways about Lujan's health. Meta, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, saw its stock plunge after hours on Wednesday. This after reporting a rare decline in its fourth quarter profit due to a sharp increase in expenses. Meta also forecast revenue below analyst expectations for the current quarter. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Get discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Hundreds of L.A. police officers turned out Wednesday to mourn Fernando Arroyos. He died on January 10th after being attacked by a group of suspected gang members in an alleged gunpoint robbery while house hunting with his girlfriend. LAPD Lieutenant Rex Ingram, Arroyos' watch commander, slammed California's woke narrative while he eulogized his friend.
You share with me your worries over the anti-police climate, the refusal to hold criminals accountable, and a woke narrative that only seems to make things worse, not better. But despite those concerns, Fernando, you always carried on. Fernando, it is my promise to you that I will continue to wear my badge proudly and continue to protect and serve you in your honor.
Ingram described the slain officer as a bright, shining star of hope. Much of the Midwest is still digging out Wednesday night after a winter storm dumped a foot of snow in some places, closed schools, and made travel treacherous. The snow is expected to continue into Thursday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An accused school shooter in Florida is facing a delayed trial.
The start of the sentencing trial for Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is being delayed. It was set to begin later this month, but now it's being postponed until at least April. Both the prosecution and defense have asked for more time to prepare. Cruz pleaded guilty last year to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Jurors will be asked to decide if he receives the death penalty or life in prison without parole. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
CNN President Jeff Zucker abruptly resigned after acknowledging a consensual relationship with another network executive. That came to light during an investigation of now-fired anchor Chris Cuomo. Washington's NFL team announces a new name.
The Washington football team has introduced the new name and logo of its NFL franchise, the Washington Commanders. The new president of the Commanders is Jason Wright, a black American, first to hold such a title in the NFL. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports there were more than 30,000 car crash deaths in the U.S. in the first 9 months of 2021. That's a 12% surge that marks the largest increase in fatalities since reporting started 50 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.